Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1267, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. You would not let her go because you would get in bad with the detectives, and you advised me to take out a habeas corpus, which I did. The detectives said they couldn't let her go without your consent. You said you didn't have anything to do with locking her up. You said to whether Manola McKnight did not sign this paper freely and voluntarily, states Exhibit J. It was signed in my absence while I was at police station. When I came back, this paper was lying on the table signed. That paper is substantially the notes that Mr. February read over to her. As they read it over to her, she said it was about that way. Yes, you agreed with me that you had no right to lock her up. I don't know that you said you didn't do it. I don't remember that we discussed that. You told me that you would not direct her to be let loose because you would get in bad with the detectives. I had told you that the detectives told me they would not release her unless you said so. I took out a habeas corpus immediately afterwards and went down there to get her released, and she was released. Cross-examination. I heard that they had had her in Mr. Dorsey's office and she went away screaming and was locked up. I knew that Mr. Dorsey was letting this be done. She was locked in a cell at the police station when I saw her. They admitted that they did not have any warrant for her arrest. Beavers said he would not let her out on bond unless Mr. Dorsey said so. He said the charge against her was suspicion. They put her in a cell and kept her until 4 o'clock the next day before they let her go. When I went down to see her in the cell, she was crying and going on and almost hysterical. When I asked Mr. Dorsey to let her go out on bond, he said he wouldn't do it because he would get in bad with the detectives, but that if I would let her stay down there with Starnes and Campbell for a day, he would let her loose without any bond, and I said I wouldn't do it. He said that I considered it a very responsible thing to lock up somebody because they knew something, and he said, well, it is sometimes necessary to get information. And I said, certainly our liberty is more necessary than any information, and I consider it a trampling on our Anglo-Saxon liberties. They did not tell me that they already had a statement that she had made and which she declared to be the truth. Redirect examination. You, Mr. Dorsey, did not tell me that you had no right to lock anybody up. I told you that, and you agreed to it, but you would not let her go. I told that Chief Beaver said he would do what you said, and then I asked you to give me an order. You said you wouldn't give me an order. When I told Starnes that I thought I ought to be in that room while Manola was making the statement, he knocked on the door, and it was unlocked on the inside, and they let me in. They let me into the room at once after I had been sitting there 2 hours. I was present when she made the statement.